Welcome to the New Paradigm Podcast. We are your hosts, Galia Brahim
and Jess Garcia. We are transformational life coaches. In this podcast, we help you break free from negative patterns and share tools for self-healing and transformation.
We offer a multidimensional approach to healing and dive into the depths to rise as sovereign beings. Helping you to reclaim your power and ultimate freedom is our mission.
To learn more about our mentorship programs and other offerings, visit us at schoolsofconsciousness.online.
Welcome to the New Paradigm Podcast. In today's episode, we'll discuss intergenerational traumas. And why is it so important to talk about this right now? When we see all the shifts that are happening in the world, and these shifts are the result of so many timelines before us happening again and again for us to remind ourselves of what is essential and what's essential for our survival as a collective. It's to heal these deep pains, this deep suffering, this original pain that we all carry. And traumas are passed down from generation to generation. And through our DNA, we are meant to transcend. We inherit a certain DNA for us to transmute all the negative imprints that have stayed in our bloodline. And I want to start off by asking you, how does intergenerational trauma manifest in our life? And how can we be sure, how can we be aware that we are actually facing an intergenerational trauma?
Thank you for the introduction. And this is a great question. So how does intergenerational traumas manifest? Well, there's many ways, because what intergenerational trauma is a pattern that you're given by your parents, both your mother and your father. So basically, there's already this pattern, and then you carry your own patterns. So when it manifests in our lives, it's manifesting through our upbringings, the program that we were given as children. From the very beginning that we came out of our mother's womb, we had a birth certificate. You know, they said we were property of the state. Slavery. From the very beginning, we're born slaves. That's intergenerational trauma. So actually, our entire collective is currently experiencing the manifestation of ancient ancestral trauma. And we've been reproducing the same toxic cycles through our mental patterns. Thoughts that we've fed, emotions that we have fed, and actions that we've taken. And we see this manifesting nowadays with all of the trauma that we're facing as a collective, and the manifestation of the pandemic was all part of that trauma activation. This is why after lockdown, so many people actually began to be triggered and so many people committed suicide. A lot of people dove deeper into addictions. During this time, people became addicted. Alcohol was the top seller. So this was a time where many people went into fear mode, survival mode, which is coming from this ancient fear that we've carried along through our ancestral lineage. This survival mode. When we were colonized, our minds were colonized. They made us think that we didn't belong to ourselves, that we were not worthy. All of the pain that we felt, it was stored so deep in the cells of our ancestors. The DNA of the earth, the elements, everything around it, it impacted the entire energetic field. So now, this is why we're experiencing this crisis as one people of the earth. We all were hit by the lockdowns, quarantine, this New World Order agenda, because we're one species, ultimately, one family. So we're seeing all the narratives that are being planted in us. They're creating gender wars. They're creating race wars. I mean, there's all kinds of agendas out there, and they're all creating one thing, which is the same narrative, so we can be against one another. So this is how intergenerational trauma is manifesting right now. And the way that we can know that it's generational trauma manifesting is because we see it in our families and we see it in ourselves. For instance, many of us have faced addiction problems. We have negative belief systems. We think poorly of ourselves. We have other types of addictions, maybe excessive eating or eating disorder, sex addiction, porn, or we feel really shut off from sex and we can't feel joy and pleasure in life anymore. Those are all indications that it's an intergenerational trauma, because everything that is keeping you stuck is all of the unprocessed trauma, emotions that you absorbed in your mother's womb that was passed down through generations, created from the essence of your mother and your father, from their mothers, their great-grandmothers. So we can see these patterns of addiction, of feeling unworthy. Maybe people in your family, no one ever graduates from high school, or maybe no one's ever graduated from college and you're the first person to get your college degree. Or maybe everyone in your family is always divorced. This, if it's happening to you, if you're seeing patterns in your life that are repeating and that you recognize it in your family, that is an intergenerational trauma. And that's what we're here actually to heal within ourselves. It ends with us, and it's a choice.
Yes, and I like the fact that you mentioned that traumas are passed down from generation to generation through the womb space, through the mother. The mother gives this trauma away in some ways, give this burden away to her child, and the child is carrying the trauma, and the child will be responsible for transmuting or not this trauma. And when we see things through this perspective, it makes sense. It makes sense. And you can't say that traumas are not intergenerational, or trying to dissociate in some ways childhood traumas from intergenerational traumas, because ultimately they are the same traumas. It's just because we are not aware of the pre-existence of these traumas in our family tree. That's why it's really important to identify the dysfunctional patterns, the traumas in the family, to then see that actually this cycle is reproducing itself, just as history reproduces itself with what we're seeing right now. And in some parts of the world, this already happened. This already happened, and now we are reliving this timeline. And as long as we are attached to this suffering, as long as we refuse to forgive, we would keep reproducing the same and the same patterns, the same traumas. All the traumas that have kept us unchained, again, slaves. And this is why we have talked before about trauma-based mind control. And what it is truly, everyone has traumas. Everyone has traumas. There's no being on this planet, walking on this earth, that doesn't have traumas. We all have traumas. We all have these negative imprints because our DNA has been corrupted since time immemorial. And even before this creative universe, even when we were not in this plane, in this earth plane. So imagine, we are not just inheriting the pains of our human ancestors, but also other races, galactic races, star systems, all of the traumas that have been passed down through different bloodlines, through different galactic races, and also us as human beings, we feel all of them. We feel all of them in us. This is why I would say that trauma, the way trauma manifests physically, emotionally, and energetically, it really manifests through this deep charge, just as this field at the same time, because you mentioned it as well, that trauma ultimately is an activation. It's an activation of the field. And sometimes we get some activations and we feel in bliss, and sometimes we have some activations and we really feel low and really down. And it's okay. It's okay, because it's meant for us to navigate and really understand how energy works. So I was saying that this trauma, it is charged. It is charged with so much energy, so much energy. Do you think that this energy that is actually present in this trauma can be only of this lifetime? No, it can't be. It's an accumulation of dense energies, right? We have accumulated these energies throughout lifetimes, and it gets, the more actually it's unprocessed, the more dense it becomes. And because we are embodied beings, we feel this density even more. So it's really important to notice that, and I'm really glad that you brought this up, because it got me thinking too. It got me thinking, wait, so can we really say that we have just experienced childhood traumas? No, actually these childhood traumas are also intergenerational traumas. So this was really, I feel like the key point of what you were saying before, to help you guys to really understand the patterns and always see beyond, and really force yourself to tap into this multi-dimensional perspective, because this is what true healing is about.
Beautifully said, and that was powerful, and I'm grateful that you brought up our galactic trauma, because as we had this conversation earlier, when we were talking about intergenerational traumas and how deep they go, right? We were mentioning, like, yeah, they're going deep. They're beyond human incarnations. They're beyond planet Earth. They're beyond
human comprehension.
Yeah, human comprehension. And it's beyond the third dimension. It expands into other dimensions and other densities of our own self. And everything is a timeline. And I want to actually bring up what you mentioned about the childhood trauma, right? When we're healing our wounded child. Well, when we're beginning to do our shadow work, we begin first by unlocking childhood trauma. And the thing is that for everyone, it's different. It just depends on every soul's journey and where they're at in their own development. But for some people, it's different. For instance, my first rude awakening was traumatic. And at this point, it took me into other dimensions of myself, other timelines, ancient timelines. And it was through a suicide and an overdose of psychedelics. And from there, I fragmented so deeply that I began to access higher dimensions and ancient history in the Akashic Records. And through accessing my Akashic Records, I was tapped into ancient timelines. And the one that I was stuck for so long as a teenager was Kemet, ancient Egypt. And I get it, because in 2017, I was initiated into ancestral DNA healing through everything that was happening in my life, everything that I was unraveling, all the patterns that were manifesting again, patterns that I recognized in my entire life. I always studied patterns in my life. And this was a repetitive pattern that I realized that, okay, something is up. I see the numbers. I see what's happening. What's going on? Why do I keep getting the same messages? Like, what do I need to wake up to? And this was the beginning of unlocking the timelines of ancient Egypt And it was through beginning my deep healing. And this is when I began to heal, actually, my father's lineage. And when I began to do ancestral work and connecting with ancient energies, ancient timelines, those ancient timelines brought me to the future of what I needed to heal. And this was the whole beginning and the opening of my inner child work and the deep shadows, walking in the valley of the dead, resurrecting from the dead, bringing life again, a new seed. And that's us purifying ourselves, remembering who we are, clearing out on a cellular level. So it begins with our childhood, because now we first need to clear out this lifetime first. Where are we embodied now? It's like if we see in different traditions, like we see the Kabbalah or the Kathara grid, and we see also in Hermetics, we see the ancient Egyptians and their own tree of life. There is the upward part, the top part, and then there's also the bottom part. The first point is always the absolute. It's Godhead. This is where the seed comes down, like the light comes down, and then this is what lights up the entire grid. So that energy goes all the way down to the kingdom, which is the bottom point, which represents the earth, the material world. And that's descension, spirit descending into matter, manifestation, the physical world. So now ascension is the other way around. Now it is us, the fallen consciousness, the forgotten consciousness, the disconnected self, and the journey that came down from the Godhead, zero point, the absolute. We came down from higher dimensions to the lower dimensions. So now we work our way up from the lower dimensions, the densities, the darkness. Now we go up. And this is how we clear. So the same thing is happening with involution and evolution. So the same thing is happening with the patterns of consciousness and our DNA, and how there is a point where it's at its highest. You have all access to all your codes. We're superhuman. We're able to access all kinds of dimensions at will. And then from there, we fall from grace. We fall from this power. And we forget who we are. We became too associated with matter, to the point where the traumas that were happening on Earth, the genocides, the rape, the slaughter, all of this intoxicated us with fear. And then what was once enjoyable, we created a prison cell of matter. And that's when we began to limit ourselves. We were brainwashed. We were disconnected. But this is, again, it's part of that cycle that is necessary. So it's natural, just like you said, it's natural that we're now experiencing this part as a collective, like this part of this healing. And we're in the depths and in the darkness, in the Kali Yuga, the dark, in order for us now to shine the light, new consciousness, new light coming in. And this is how we close the cycles, you know, and again, this goes traces way back to our galactic ancestors, our galactic traumas that we're now repairing. So imagine how ancient that is. I mean, even just talking about it and like going in those dimensions is just like, wow, it's so beautiful, because everything is interconnected. And this is why this pandemic was important, because the earth resets herself. This is the intelligence of source. It always regenerates itself. It transforms. It alchemizes. And it creates a new version, a higher version.
Yes, and I'm so glad that we got to talk about this. And just as the earth has this power to regenerate, this power to rebirth, us too, as human beings and as spiritual beings, we have this ability to transform, to transmute, to alchemize. And this is really a powerful process, to be alchemizing some dense, really dense energies. As I was explaining before, that our traumas have a really powerful energetic charge. and we can find a way to disrupt this charge by sending the opposite charge to this negative imprint. Because again, once this energy is in your field, it's gonna expand outwardly, outside of yourself, and even beyond, in your other bodies, in your energetic body field. So this is something that you're gonna emanate. It's gonna be a charge that you are going to emanate. So healing from intergenerational traumas, it is first to realize that it is an intergenerational trauma, to accept it. We can't deny it. And ultimately, if you have experienced some type of abuse, sexual abuse or other type of abuse when you were a child, this is a trauma that is intergenerational and that you have come here to transcend. So when you are able to see again the greater picture, the bigger picture, and know that ultimately this is not just the trauma itself and the experience itself that is hurting you, but it's the depth and the attachment you have to this trauma on a larger scale. For instance, you experience sexual abuse. You're not just suffering because of the experience of the abuse, which is terrible, but you are also suffering for all the generations that came before you and suffered the same abuse. So this is a deep pain that needs to be addressed with some guides, some people who have tapped into these deep ancient traumas within themselves. And now they are able, because they were able to grasp everything when it comes to it, not just on a psychological level, not just through a blind mind interpretation, but some beings who were able to understand why it presented itself and now are able to go back to these timelines and repair all these timelines. And I love the fact that you mentioned that you were able within your own psyche to revisit these timelines and repair these timelines that have been corrupted. And you coming with this awareness and you understanding that this suffering that you carried was an ancient suffering, it's actually canceling this suffering for the collective. And now the collective can break free because the collective understands the patterns that have pre-existed, that have led them to experience this suffering. And this is powerful work. And for myself, the way it manifested and tapping into this galactic self and ancient traumas, it was really true sounds and vibrations, because vibrations were able to open for me and make me access something that my human mind had some hard time to access. And it makes sense because we are made of vibrations. Literally, our cells are just emanating vibrations. As we speak right now, we are emanating these frequencies. And we are. And all our cells can be healed through vibrations. And there's a great reminder as well. And our cells are holding memory as well. And if our cells are vibrations, and if these cells, if these vibrations are holding memory, I invite you to dive deep into these powerful vibrations without judgment, only acceptance, as it is your true transcendental path. And this remembrance of what hurt us is our ultimate freedom. This is when truly we break free, when we accept, when we see truth, the absolute truth presenting itself, and we can't ignore it anymore. This is a blessing in disguise.
Thank you for that powerful light language, powerful, deep ancestral codes, by blessing us with these sounds that were necessary to be shared. And for the listeners, thank you so much if you stayed this far to be able to listen to this entire activation through our conversation, through our voice, and through these powerful languages from our heart that you just shared with us. It's just about us being open to receive, not through the mind, but through our heart. Not judging, but witnessing. Not questioning, is this real or not? But feeling into your heart and asking yourself that question. How does that feel? How does it resonate within me? What is reality? What is truth? How does truth feel? Because truth is felt. It's a vibration. And when you feel the truth, when you feel unconditional love, you just know it. So thank you for tuning in. If you like this episode, share it with someone who you know needs to hear this. And would appreciate if you leave a comment, leave a review for our podcast. Because the more that you support, the more reviews that we receive, it puts us in the algorithm and more people can have access to this information that we are meant to share with you all. So thank you and stay tuned for next week's episode.